Is it tit for tat?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. China wants dialogue with Washington over U.S. tariffs on Chinese tires. The country says the tariffs approved late Friday by President Obama violate World Trade Organization rules. They're calling it, quote, grave protectionism. Is it global politics or is there a trade war looming? Let's check in with Marketplace's Scott Tong joining us from Shanghai this morning. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
So how angry is this reaction from China?
Well, it's angry because of how quickly it came. The news from the White House came Saturday at China time, and Beijing pushed back on Sunday, which is highly unusual for Chinese officials. I mean, I'd say it's unusual for officials from anywhere. I mean, how often does the U.S. president interrupt his vacation to make an urgent announcement? China's also angry because of what's at stake here. Right now, this is just about Chinese tires. But what happens if other American industries play follow the leader and they go to Washington for protection, too?
So if we go down this road, Scott, what do American industries have to lose?
Well, the focus now is on American automotive and poultry. Beijing is investigating those industries for unfair trade practices. But China could shut the door on American products in other ways. It could suddenly decide to enforce certain standards that, say, American-branded toothpaste or grain doesn't meet.
Yeah, and don't the two countries, though, need each other, Scott?
Well, they do, on all kinds of things. Climate change, North Korea, the U.S. would love China to keep buying American debt, of course. So one school of thought thinks this could be orchestrated posturing. It's hard to know, but we're going to find some more signals soon when the U.S. president meets the Chinese president next week at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, Steve.
All right. Marketplace's Scott Tong joining us from Shanghai. Thanks, Scott.
Okay.
Stocks in Asia were mostly lower today. Shares in Tokyo and Hong Kong fell, but in China, the benchmark was up by more than 1%. European shares lower right now as well by under 1%. Wall Street made some gains last week, anywhere from 1.5% to about 3% for the S&P. Today's the anniversary of the collapse of Lehman Brothers when the financial crisis really got started. Later today, President Obama will speak on Wall Street about what his administration has done to solve the crisis so far and what else needs to be done. But as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports, what does Wall Street want to hear?
The president plans to talk about what his administration's done so far to fix the economy and his commitment to getting out of the financial sector. It's that first talking point Jim Paulson's most excited about. He's chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management.
I'd just soon have him focus more on the improvement side of things than on how much work we have left to do or on the many hurdles we still have to overcome.
But others think Wall Street needs more than a pat on the back. Steve Woods, chief market strategist at Russell Investments, and he says the market's looking for some sense of where things are going.
The most critical element that Wall Street will be looking for is consistency, dependability, so that we can get expectations and forecasting back into the investment process.
The president will also talk about what the U.S. and the rest of the world have to do to prevent another crisis. Wood says that'll be key because if we've learned anything, it's that this is truly a global economy. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, sponsor of Retirement Revolution, airing on PBS tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. Local listings at pbs.org. By Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com. And by Monsanto, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields without increasing demands on natural resources. More at ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
Healthcare reform, no doubt, is front and center for President Obama this week. Much of the effort centers around the growing cost of healthcare and some big disparities in who pays how much. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is with us now to talk about the current price structure. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So why is the cost of healthcare increasing at this rate that's so much higher than inflation?
Because the population is shifting to more and more old people, almost all of whom have Medicare, so they all get treatment.
You know, I think about this. When we talk about billions and trillions of dollars for health care, it really boils down to how much you and I pay, right? Or how much the insurance company pays on our behalf. But some people don't have insurance.
That's right. And the people who don't have insurance, heaven help them. Because the difference between the retail rate and the wholesale rate, which is what insurance companies pay and those of us who have insurance effectively pay, a huge, huge difference. God help you if you have to pay retail.
And how do the insurance companies put these deals together with the hospitals and the medical companies?
Well, I could give you an example involving me. I, last year, had a cardiac stent put in at one of the largest hospitals in New Jersey. My bill comes in. It's $37,190. And my insurance company is one of the biggest insurance companies in the United States, and they had long since bargained a rate with the hospital. Between us, the insurance company and I got an 80% discount, and if I had just walked in without insurance, I'm sure the hospital would have pursued me to the ends of the earth for $37,190.
So, Alan, is all of this fixable?
Well, it's fixable for people who are trying to buy individual policies. They need really to be part of a group to bargain a rate with a hospital. This is the system we have, and it's definitely fixable, but someone has to decide to fix it instead of running around and shrieking, which has been the healthcare debate on both sides as far as I can see.
All right. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joining us. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Oh, those college pranksters. Four of them were arrested for trying to steal a giant pepper from atop a Chili's restaurant in Vermont. They had an electric drill and a bunch of tools to loosen the sign. The thing's got to be 5 or 6 feet tall, at least 8 feet wide. After the alarm went off, all cops had to do was follow the near 500-foot extension cord from Home Depot across the street. Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. All kinds of fascinating stuff there, including the Scratch Pad, and our online host and blogger Scott Jagow is there waiting for your thoughts at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.